You're listening to Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter on the Mortgage Radio Show, the show that informs you on the variety of mortgage products offered along with the newest mortgage laws and guidelines. This is the show that alerts you with up-to-the-minute interest rates and helps you make the right mortgage decisions. Call 855-ON-RADIO for more information and details.
From the East Coast to the West Coast, the Mortgage Radio Show is your number one source for up-to-the-minute mortgage news. I'm Teresa Strasser. I am here, as always, with mortgage expert Sean Metter. What do we got on the docket for this week's show, Sean?
Well, there's been a lot of activity. I mean, let's be real. In life, now's a lot of time of the year where people like to travel. Basketball just ended. You're soon to be left without hockey, so all that's left is baseball. People have more time to focus on methods to save money, ways to get out of debt. Let's be real. Your gas is up. Everything you're trying to purchase right now has been increased. It's the same quality, but higher price tag. So more phone calls to 855-ON-RADIO. When it comes to cash out than any other week, it seems like right now you're either doing a purchase or a cash out refinance. We'll talk to you about why so many people are using the house to purchase a vehicle, using the house to pay off debts, using the house to improve the house. I mean, as long as you're a homeowner, the show is going to pertain to a lot of ideas. We're going to go over trends, accolades, results, reviews, articles in the news, reasons why you should do it now and not wait to the future. Let's be real. Everybody's going to be doing loans now and doing them again in the future when it comes back down. So a lot of cool ideas, a lot of tricks of the trade. We're going to review everything. There's no such thing as a bad call. Call our friends. They're at Network Capital. They're the home of the 10-day close. Now, they're special this week. They do such a great job when it comes to closings. Not taking forever. Not taking 30, 60, 90 days. They knock these things out in as little as 10 business days. They don't charge lender fees such as processing, underwriting, origination, rate lock fees. You're skipping out on the junk lender fees. And then I also like that they're advertising a 15-year fix this week. The market just improved. We'll go over the reasons why. It's down to 4.125%. This is a conventional 15-year fix. APR is just 4.33. All that's left, your ideas, your phone calls, your excitement to this number. 855-ON-RADIO, 855-ON-RADIO. On radio.
Well, let's get to some news, and you did mention a drop this past week. Some are calling it epic. What caused the drop, and how long do you think it'll last? Do you think it's a time for people to take advantage?
Man, I wish we could give you guys exact dates on the next time these things are going to go up, but we really never know. So you got to live in the moment. You got to live in the now. Like, while we're in the batter's box, we're swinging at the first pitch on this go around. So what I like to tell you guys is reasons why you should call anytime you see improvement. And let's go over some things. 2022 hasn't been a lot of improvement. So anytime we get a day where the market adjusts downward, we notice the callers call in to 855-ON-RADIO. They take full advantage. The timing was perfect this week. So let's circle back to Mortgage News Daily. Here's their words. From Tuesday morning to Wednesday afternoon, rates dropped more than any other single day since we began keeping daily records back in 2009. Now, in many cases, this amounted to a drop of 0.375% in terms of conforming 30-year fixed rates. Now, Thursday's drop versus Wednesday's was only 0.19%, but that's still one of the five biggest day-over-day drops we've recorded. Once again, certain scenarios at certain lenders are seeing a drop as much as 0.5%. Now, an increase in home price activity drove mortgage applications higher during the week that ended June 17th. Now, the MBA, the Mortgage Bankers Association, said its market composite index, a measure of the mortgage loan application volume, rose 4.2% on a seasonally adjusted basis and was up 3% from the prior week on an unadjusted basis. Now, the seasonally adjusted purchase index increased by 8% for the second consecutive week and was 6% higher than the before the adjustment. Now, a flood of calls came in over the weekend, both for cash out refinancing and for purchases. Now, with everything going up in price, now's a great time to seek methods to write smaller numbers on the checks. It's really easy. It's a process that can only end up placing you in an approved position. Call our friends at Network Capital to start the party. Have your phones ready. I'm going to give you the phone number twice. It's a 4.125%, 15-year fix for prime scenarios. APR just dropped to 4.33. Here's their number. 855-ON-RADIO, 855-ON-RADIO. on radio.
And I just want to let all you listeners know that mortgage bankers are standing by live to take your call. We do have some new listeners in Detroit, in Portland, in Minneapolis. So if you call 855 on radio, you can avail yourself of a no-cost benefits analysis right now live, or if it's not a great time, take down this number on an actual sticky note or the sticky note app on your phone, which I'm always using, Sean, as you know. Here is that number. Again, the call is at no cost. 855 on radio, 855-ONRADIO. Now, before we spoke here on the show, off mic, as they say, I was curious, what are you seeing boots on the ground? What sort of calls were we getting last week? And you told me everything's cash out. Everybody wants cash. And Network Capital, one of their specialties, because all they do is mortgages, they are not a bank, they specialize in mortgages and refinancing, they can get cash quickly. And you were telling me people want to pull cash out to pay off debt, credit card debt, car debt, or just have cash on hand. You should have 4 to 6 months, experts say. Some people are traveling. Some people want cash to do a home purchase or to buy an investment property. But mainly, you were telling me debts. People want the cash to get rid of the debt. So I'm hoping, and of course, every week on this show, you always bring recent results from some of our listeners. I'm hoping you have a result, not to put you on the spot, that will illustrate this. How does it look for a family, you know, in these times to do a refi and pull cash out?
Well, absolutely. That's the majority of the phone calls. I mean, you're really not calling in to drop your interest rate right now. What you're doing is calling in to get benefit, calling in to get payment savings, improvement of credit, structuring yourself. I used the analogy before the show is we're really working on our body now to fit in that wedding dress. And I really believe it, because at some point when this rebounds, I want you guys in the best position to attack and get the best pricing you can ever get. The only difference is you're not going to be carrying debt into that equation. So I got to go to San Francisco. I told you guys months ago, I said, hey, watch out for these Warriors. Clay's coming back. Even Wiseman didn't even play this year, but I told you guys this team could win it all. They went out and got it done. Last week was the most calls in San Francisco out of all of our stations. Usually LA, DC, Maryland, Virginia, New York, Arizona, these markets usually are putting the pressure to win for that day. But Saturday and Sunday, both days were controlled by KSFO 560 AM radio. Let me show you what one of their callers was able to achieve. They went from what's called a 40-year adjustable modification into a 30-year fix. They trimmed 28 payments of fat off of this loan. They wanted a fresh start. They got a credit enhancer. Now keep in mind, before they dialed 855 on radio, they had a 3.25%. Now, again, it was an adjustable, it was eventually going to change, but they came into this with a decent interest rate. They got an escrow refund, next better payments not until August, closed in 15 business days. Now, here's how we got the meat of the savings. Cash out, paid off almost $70,000 in credit card debts. Cashed out and paid off almost $19,400 on a personal loan. Between those two debts alone, that was double the house payment. So that told me the issue wasn't the house, it was the debts. So they also cashed out almost $18,100 for emergency money and travel expense. They're going to save $1,392 when they go to make their first payment. This equates, if they ride this out, which they won't, but if they stick this out for the full 30 years and don't refinance when rates go lower, they would still save $400,624. I appreciate phone calls like this. They bought down their rate to get a specific payment that they wanted and they could afford. So you got term reduction, rate reduction, payment reduction, cash in hand. This is the gift that keeps on giving. So I like calls like this. I like results like this. If this interests you, I recommend calling our friends, Network Capital. This caller paid no lender fees. The only out-of-pocket expense was an appraisal. Here's their number. 855 on radio, 855 on radio.
Okay, you delivered. That's exactly the kind of result I wanted to hear. $70,000 in credit card debt, I mean, that's high, but I think a lot of people can relate. If somebody's walking around with $5,000 in debt, $10,000 in credit card debt or car loan debt, do you think it's worth it to pull cash out and get rid of that debt?
Well, call in. We'll go over your situation. There's some scenarios. We'll actually give you the advice to stay. Some advice is going to be to cash it out and pay it off and really kind of teach you what maybe we could do with some of the cash out, how to set yourself up for savings. But I like improvement of credit. I like getting your debts down. Anything that's a thorn in the side or just a headache, we want to unload on this scenario. But I can tell you, a lot of people right now, they might not need this refinance for 1, 2, 3, 4 months. If this keeps going the way it's going and everything keeps increasing without the quality increasing, then people are going to be in a tough spot, and then you're going to overpay for something you could have achieved today. So see the writing on the wall. Be honest with yourself. Look at your situation. Do you have money in the bank? Can you afford a couple more increases on gas and other bills? And if that is starting to stress you out, here's a great opportunity. If you own a home, leverage the property. Your value keeps skyrocketing. Put the equity position to good use. Use it to pay off debts. Use it to get out of debt. Use it to save a ton of money. It's really easy right now. Every call is worth, you know, speaking to at this number. They're standing by for no lender fees, fixed rates, fast closings. That's really their wheelhouse. I like the end of the month. You call 855 on radio today. We should easily have this thing done before you make your next month's payment, meaning your next better payment, it's not even until September. That seems so far away. Here's Network Capital's contact information. 855 on radio. 855 on radio.
You know who called that number? Elizabeth. She's out in Roanoke, Virginia. She listens to our show on WMAL. I bring her up because I wanted to share a review she recently posted on the Consumer Affairs website. There are over 5,000 five-star reviews. There are many similar to Elizabeth's, but I really love hers. She writes, "Chris is by far the most knowledgeable, professional, and honest mortgage banker I've ever worked with. He's very thorough. His diligence is outstanding. He went out of his way to make sure I received the best possible loan refinance. He was always available and responded immediately each time I reached out to him with any questions or concerns, and I truly felt like I was his only client. I could not have asked for a better experience." Thank you so much, Elizabeth, out in Roanoke. I know Chris truly appreciates the kind words, and we hope that's the experience you have if you pick up the phone and call 855-ON-RADIO. How important are reviews like this?
Oh, these mean the world. That's Christopher McNeely. I recruited this guy from Greece. He led the league in scoring. Athletes do well in our business. Great personality. Great overall man. Loyal husband. I love Chris McNeely, and I think you will too. Here's the number. 855-ON-RADIO.
And if you're one of these people that dreads paperwork, I'm the same. I'm right with you. I identify. You will not believe what Network Capital has done to address this. This is the Mortgage Radio Show. I'm Teresa Strasser with mortgage expert Sean Metter. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter and Instagram for the most up-to-date financial news and homeowner tips. And speaking of social media, I mean, you would rather spend an hour just looking at TikToks and going around your house looking for paperwork. I believe that that stops many people from saving money because they're overwhelmed. They think, oh, I know that I would be in a better financial position if I pulled cash out, paid off debts, etc., but I can't deal with finding my W-2s, my pay stubs. I mean, if somebody is self-employed, that presents other challenges. So Network Capital knows this. They've done their market research, and they've addressed this head on. So explain what Network Capital is doing with this aspect of the process that makes it totally unrecognizable to anyone who's ever worked with a bank.
Historically, keep in mind, I started in 2005. January 15th, 2005 is when I got into the business. So if I go historically, the number one reason people do not refinance isn't going to be what you think. It's the paperwork. It's not the bad communication. It used to be terrible. From like 05 to like 2012, I can't think of a business that had worse communication than the mortgage business. People didn't have to tell the truth. It was the wild, wild west. Everybody has a horror story about refinancing and purchasing back then. But things have evolved. I'd say the number one reason people don't refinance right now is bad advice. It's advice from from whoever their advisor is. Even if they're saving $900 a month, it's a free loan. They don't need an appraisal. They're unloading the debt that's crushing them. They can't even sleep at night, but the advisor says it's not worth it. Guys, unless the advisor is picking up the tab on the difference of the savings, do what makes makes sense. If it's fast and easy and the savings outweighs the cost and the effort, that's the route I'm going to go. If it's going to be uphill, a ton of work, a ton of fees, and not make sense, we can't even do it anyway. So I love the new evolution of the industry. Less paperwork, less steps to the finish line, less stress, less headaches, less reasons for you guys to head fake yourself and not do a deal right now while there's savings on the table. So if you like someone that's fast, we're definitely a great fit. If you need us to take 3, 4, 5 months, I'll admit, we're not going to be the right fit. There's other lenders that can go at the snail pace. We're fast, we're easy, good communication, long hours. There's a lot of reasons Network Capital has the accolades we'll have. We'll go over that later. We'll go over trends, reviews, accolades. We got more results, tons of goodies. But at the end of the day, the most important thing is take advantage, have a good conversation, have your mindset to know if you're in the best position or if there's an escape, if there's an opportunity to get your family in a better position. I recommend take 5 minutes, talk to our people over at Network Capital at this number, 855-ON-RADIO. It's a 4.125%. 15-year fixed, APR is just 4.33, closings in as little as 10 business days. They don't charge lender fees. They're standing by for action at this number, 855-ON-RADIO.
You've mentioned savings a couple times. I know Network Capital has run the numbers. How much exactly are callers saving that have called in during this show to 855 on radio?
I'm so grateful they did the smart refinance calculations for January 1st of this year through April 20th, through 4/20 of this year for people that did cash out primary residence. Max cash out after paying the debts was $8,600 and some change. No tax and insurance included. 720 and lower credit. Those callers, those families, they were able to save $762 a month, $9,144 a year. Majority of these people, if they kept the credit cards open at the low limit or at the low balance big limit, they improved their credit, they maximized savings, they got the financial stress monkey off of their back, they get the focus forward and no longer looking over the shoulder. That's a good feeling. That's what I'm trying to send you guys down that path. It's really easy right now to get some savings, get quick cash, put it to good use. Your equity position improved. Let's find methods to improve your payment position. The number 855 on radio, 855 on radio.
Obviously, we're talking to people on the weekend. That might seem unusual because a bank does not operate generally on the weekends. And you mentioned the hours, the communication, the long hours. So if you're working with a banker at Network Capital, you probably can text them. You probably have their cell phone number. You can reach them at night. You can reach them on a Saturday, on a Sunday, because they are a direct lender versus a bank. How else do you think working with a direct lender benefits customers?
Well, in any industry, going direct is going to get you the better deal. So let's say all of a sudden I want to start Box and I want to get some Nike gear. Am I going to go to Foot Action, Foot Locker? Am I going to go into Sports Authority? Or if I have the connect of Phil Knight himself from Nike, wouldn't you guys agree I'm going to get the better deal going direct, going to the source, the decision maker? Same can be said in mortgage. Go to someone that can be 100% fully committed into this job, not having a little bit of dabbling into every bit of industries. So what I like is Network Capital lends their own money. They're available long hours. I mean, it's usually like a 12-hour shift. Usually you're here on the weekends. Usually you're there at all hours to make sure that any type of customer can get some savings, can find results. I also like that they don't charge lender fees. That's a huge advantage. And people want to get money today. Like for people calling 855 on radio, they're not looking for cash in September. They're looking for cash today. The issue is today. They need the money today. So what they're doing is they're putting a company like Network Capital to good use. They're one of the fastest horses in the game to go from start to finish. And then I also like they believe in fixed rate products. We all know things are going to change. This is a temporary kind of time that we're going to be dealing with. We shouldn't be seeing gas at these levels. We shouldn't see the same car getting rolled out at $5,000 more when there's been zero improvements. That's not going to be long lasting. I also don't believe these rates are going to be long lasting. So I like saving money now, putting myself in a position for the next time these things go down. I want to attack. I want to be in the striking position to get the best turns for my family now and down the road. This is what we're setting you up for. Here's the number, 855 on radio, 855 on radio.
Well, I'm hoping you brought more recent results because I loved the last results you shared and hearing how a family was able to eliminate $70,000 in credit card debt, like boom, overnight.
I love the word boom. You speak in my language. So I got to stay in San Fran. I mean, there's so many that came in, so I got to hook these guys up. They called in from the Mortgage Radio Show, San Francisco, KSFO, 560 AM radio. Now, check this. This caller, this family was able to save $1 less than $1,600 a month. It breaks down to $332,000 over the life of the loan, but wait till you hear what this caller did. They went 30-year fix into a new, better 30-year fixed. They got an escrow refund, next better payments in August, closed in 17 business days, cashed out, paid off $43,000 worth of credit card debts, cashed out and paid off the remaining $40,300 on a car note. And then I like this idea. Cashed out from the primary to pull $63,000 to put money down on a new investment home. A lot of families are taking less attention into stocks and cryptos and more attention into real estate. The last 10 years, the best return on your money has been real estate. Real estate's crushing right now. Seems like everybody's so savvy on, you know, which house to buy, how to structure it, how to remodel these things. With the every channel on DirecTV between like 228 and 230 is like teaching you what to do with the cash. So I love these HGTV shows. They're helping out the mortgage business a ton. People are finding out that's an easy way to get a great return on your money. So use the primary. That's where you're going to get the best rates. If you want to save money similar to this caller, $1,600 a month, all you have to do, call our friends at Network Capital. That caller paid no lender fees. They got a great fixed rate, and I promise we'll be seeing them again in the future. The number 855 on radio, 855 on radio.
I'm so glad that you shared that. I think that's really, really helpful. And now I want to address a question that we're getting in real time. That result you just shared was a family going from a 30 year to a 30 year. But I'm told what a lot of people are asking today is, well, they're torn. Do they extend or shorten the term of their loan? People want to know, how can I tell if I should go from a 30 to a 15 or a 10? Or if I'm at a 15, do I extend to a 30? So how do you advise people on that?
Well, it's all about your goals. It's all about what you're looking to do. It's a lot has to do with what job you do. Okay, is this like a job that fluctuates? Is this set income? That, I mean, if you're set income, it's really easy for us to make that call in seconds. But if you have fluctuating income, we're going to ask more questions, dive deeper into the layers of this. The questions are usually, should I shorten the term and go towards the prize? Should I extend my term and get more savings right now when we need it more often? Should I go with FHA? Should I go conventional? Should I buy down my rate? Should I go par rate? Should I go no cost rate, knowing I'm going to redo this in the future? These are the questions. These are great questions. So if you've been asking yourself these exact things, call in. Let's go over your exact situation. There's so many different details to this. It's not a black and white answer. It's case specific. Let's figure out what makes the most sense. We'll review all the benefits, the pros, the cons. We'll detail it on a comprehensive savings analysis. You can review with the family. It's an easy conversation. I think at the end, you're going to have full satisfaction to know that is the right route to go. Here's the number. 855 on radio. The average mortgage radio caller at the number I'm about to provide, they save $762 a month this year in this market. I hope this can be achieved for your family as well at this number. 855 on radio, 855 on radio.
If someone does a refi to get cash out, to, you know, to pay off debt or to purchase a home, are they married to that rate?
Absolutely not. We're just looking for a first aid. This is temporary. This is definitely not something I'm telling you to do the loan now. Even though you're going to save, I don't want you riding this out into the sunset, okay? There's going to be a better time coming. I'm just trying to set you up to go after the best terms then, the best credit, the least amount of debt. That way you can achieve the best deal. The number 855 on radio.
Stay with us. More trends when we come back.
You're listening to Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter on the Mortgage Radio Show, the show that informs you on the variety of mortgage products offered along with the newest mortgage laws and guidelines. This is the show that alerts you with up-to-the-minute interest rates and helps you make the right mortgage decisions. Call 855 on radio for more information and details.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Mortgage Radio Show. I'm Teresa Strasser. Back with mortgage expert Sean Metter. One of the things we always do on this show is share five-star reviews from the internet. Why? Because it's extremely, anybody who's read any comment section, reviews on Amazon and Yelp, you know that people really use it as their primal scream therapy. They release their anger. They released their rage. They're mad at the steak wasn't right. They're mad that they waited too long at the doctor's office. They're mad that the banana slicer wasn't sharp enough. What have you. But Network Capital has amassed over 5,000 five-star reviews. Not easy for any business, but particularly challenging for a mortgage company. And in that regard, I wanted to share Joanne's review. She's out in Millington, Tennessee. We do not air in Tennessee as of yet, but a listener in Miami, where we air on WIOD, heard the show and thought, oh, this could help Joanne. So the listener wrote down the number, 855 on radio, and said, well, they're offering a no-cost consultation. Why don't you give them a call? Joanne did. She ended up posting this review on the Consumer Affairs website, and I just love it, and I wanted to share it with you and also, of course, thank Joanne. She writes, they didn't give up on me. I am happy to write this review concerning the excellent service provided to me by Leonardo Donascimento and Joseph Francia. My loan was difficult to get approved. They didn't give up. They kept working with me till they got it done. I am so grateful. They are now the loan people for me going forward, all my loans in the future. How sweet is that? Thank you so much, Joanne. Leonardo, Leo appreciates it. Joey Francia appreciates it. And I'm curious, and I don't even know if you have inside information. It sounds like her loan was pretty challenging. I'm guessing credit dings, self-employed. Do you know?
I don't know this one specific. There's so many coming in right now. I used to dive into a lot of these, but right now we're like so focused on getting new business. I'm not really caring too much about the approvals right now. But on this one, the caller told you they had some issues. But the thing is a lot of times the issues really aren't issues. It's just some lenders have guidelines that are too tight. Like, just think of it like a soccer net, okay? Some companies might have a wider soccer net. Some might have a taller one. Some might be really tight and too tiny. So it's like, for me, I want to go with somebody that is going to work with me, maybe go outside the guidelines, use like accommodating factors, assets. Where are you going to be at the outcome of this? Now, it is hard to get a five-star review in the mortgage business. I know this because I controlled the music at Network Capital for a long time. I can't go 2 minutes, one song, without somebody complaining about the song, not being rock, or now they want hip-hop, now they want EDM, now they want country. You'll never be able to satisfy the crowd. So to have 5,000 five-star reviews in the mortgage business with so many moving targets and parts is very impressive. It's why they're one of the number one ranked lenders on consumeraffairs.com. I like whenever you get the caller said, maybe feel like they're not going to get approved, because second you're able to show them savings and benefit and you're able to help them, they're going to do whatever it takes. They're fully sprinting to the finish line. I just watched the movie Hustle, so right now I'm fired up.
Loved it.
You guys are going to be hustling today. I want you guys to hustle and get some savings. Find a way. Whatever you got to do, give us 5 minutes. This is not going to take all day. It's going to be a smooth phone call about benefit, your goals, what you're looking to do, when you want to retire, do you want to downsize, upgrade. There's a lot of factors that come into play right now. I know life has some different things coming our way. We're having to slip the punches left and right, but right now, there's still savings opportunities. That's why I love mortgages. That's why I love primary residences. I'm mostly talking fixed rates this week, you guys. Now, there's going to be some adjustables. Most of these are going to be cash-out conversations. But call in. Find out what is possible. See if you're in the best position. You might be in the best position with your house, but what happens with the other stuff? The car, the credit cards, the personal loans, the student loans, maybe bills that are coming down the line. Let's talk this out. Let's figure this out. It's going to take one simple call at this number. 855-ON-RADIO. 855-ON-RADIO. On radio.
I'm glad you mentioned the Sandler movie. I knew you would love it. My favorite line in that movie, I think, is apropos to a lot of people who may be listening, when he's coaching his guy and the player misses a shot and he says, I don't care about that shot. I care about your next shot. And I think that applies to a lot of people who do have some mistakes in the past in terms of their credit. But I know that you do not believe in using credit repair services or debt settlement plans, because those are about the shot that you missed in the past, not about the ones that you're going to make. Is that a decent metaphor? Am I close?
Yeah, you nailed it. One of the parts I liked in the movie was when he just left the steak and Sandler, who's called Stan in the movie, grabs the steak and takes it with him as they go to run. He's nibbling. nibbling on it in the car. So yeah. It was so good. If you guys haven't seen it, it's definitely worth the watch. Even if you don't like basketball, it had me ready to go running and do the Rocky at the top of the steps just like he did. So it hit home. And there were some parts in there I felt in my heart. So I hope you guys get a chance to watch it. Save some money. It's really a good opportunity right now. Like, I will admit this. So we are seeing a little bit less phone calls, but what I'm seeing is more grateful callers, more people that after they get the savings, they're calling back in and saying, I'm glad that you guys gave us the extra push. So what I like is if I can call a number, 855 on radio, talk it out, and you're able to show me what I really get out of this without having to read a book. Like, I'll admit, guys, I'm not having the time to sit down and read a whole book. Like, I'm a paragraph guy. Give me the summary, the synopsis of what this is about. That's why I like the comprehensive savings analysis. I can look at one piece of paper within seconds, know how much I'm saving, how this benefits me, if there's any costs involved. Any little question I'm going to have can be answered on this one form. I'm not reading disclosures trying to figure that out. That just confuses you. You want a one simple page for people like that that have similar mentality than myself. I want you guys to call in, talk it out, be as upfront as you can, work with our bankers so this can be done as fast as possible at this number. 855 on radio, 855 on radio.
Okay, this is fun. We haven't done this before, but you had some of the mortgage bankers write down the most common questions that they're getting. So I'm going to deliver some of those to you. Hopefully you can give me quick answers. You ready?
Okay, bring it on.
Okay. How fast can you close?
10 business days.
What should I do with the savings?
There's so many avenues you could do. I'll leave that in your hands, but you need someone to get the job done quick while it's available.
This is a tough one. How much cash out can I take?
It depends on your value, how much you owe. There's a lot of factors. We can go, in some cases, clear to 100% cash out for veterans. Regular customers, it's an 80%. But some cases, I'm not going to tell you to go max cash out. That's why a conversation is needed at 855 on radio.
Okay, I'm reading directly here. A lot of people ask us to find out what interest rate they currently have.
Oh, tons. We get asked that all the time. Where's my PMI go? What rate do I even have? So, like, these are the questions. Like, if you aren't aware of all the details of your loan, most likely it's going to be the biggest balance you owe. Most likely it's going to be your biggest payment. So I want you guys to at least leave this with knowledge of your own product. Like, before you know where you're headed, you should at least know where you've been. So call our friends at Network Capital. They're definitely standing by. There's no bad questions.
Well, what about the Fed meeting next month? Do you think this is a good time?
I mean, was this 3 in a row? They told us their cards. They told us, hey, yeah. I'm sitting on pocket twos. So it's like, all right, I know how to beat the hand. I was just at in Hollywood at the casino there at the Hard Rock, and I played a little bit of blackjack, and I know if I knew that guy's cards, I'd have a better chance to know when I should fold them or when I should hold them.
And that's what you're saying is we know that they told us they're going to raise the rates. So if you're in a situation where you need cash either to pay off debt or to make a purchase, to travel for any other reason, why would you wait for a month from now when today is really, you know, much better than yesterday, better than tomorrow? That number, 855 on radio, 855 on radio. And just a reminder, they're just offering you a no-cost benefits analysis. They don't even want like a first date where you have dinner and dessert and it's awkward. Just coffee. This could be 5 minutes on the phone. You tell them what you're looking for, your goals, and they tell you if they can help. That's it. The number 855 on radio. And as Sean mentioned, average savings of $762 a month. But you always bring some real results from callers, and I hope you have more.
I like this one a lot because it's different than I'd say 90% of the ones I'm going over. This is a caller that said, you know what, I'm going to go towards the prize, towards the goal of having my home paid off. They had a specific age that they had their goals in line that they want this home paid off because of the age of the kids, when they're going to move. There's a lot of factors. So I like when people think big picture. They went from a 30-year fix to a 15-year fix. They trimmed 11 and a half years. That's 139 payments gone. Escrow refund, next better payment August, closed in 13 business days, no appraisal necessary, leveraged the home and paid off $51,000 worth of credit card debts. The credit card payment was almost $300. I'll borrow $10. $300 higher on the credit cards than the mortgage payment. The mortgage balance was $200. The credit cards was just 50. They also cashed out $47,000 to invest in the stock market. Now check this. They saved $498 by trimming 11 and a half years of fat off of this loan. That's $472,000 over the life of the loan. They're a listener to the Mortgage Radio Show, Washington, D.C., WMAL 105.9 FM, Contact Network Capital. This caller paid no lender fees, no appraisal. They bought down the rate. They had a specific payment they wanted, and mission accomplished, mission achieved. The number, 855-ON-RADIO.
You're listening to the Mortgage Radio Show, Teresa Strasser with mortgage expert Sean Metter. Earlier in the show, okay, so some of your team were writing down the actual questions they're getting in real time, and I was reading them. Okay, here's one, and you've kind of mentioned it, but do you have no appraisal programs?
I like the no appraisal idea. Okay, so a couple months ago, I was telling you it was hard to see loans that needed an appraisal. It's watered down a little bit. It has calmed down a tick. I'd say now it seems to be about 60% of these, if you structure them correctly, are getting the no appraisal, and that makes everybody smile.
All right. The main question here is, we addressed this before, but what's your rate? So people are calling in. They want to know what their own rate is. Can the mortgage bankers answer simple questions like that?
Oh, they easily can. So, like, what happens is once you ask what's the rate, here's what a lot of people do, and I think this is a big mistake. It's called shopping for the best misleader. They won't even let you see anything else except, no, what's your rate? What's your rate? What's your rate? As soon as you answer, and you're like, I don't even know your name. I don't know your balance. I don't know your equity position. I don't know your credit score. So if anyone just gives you a rate by you asking the question, what's your rate? One, you're getting misled, and two, you should instantly know this is a red flag. Something's not right. So you're going to call lender to lender and just find someone's going to keep undercutting the next guy just to be greatly disappointed. I'd rather have someone that calls in, lets us go through the channels, does it the correct way, actually takes pride and joy on getting it right the first time. That way you have good communication. It's transparent. And at the end, you always had positive steps and no stress.
Well, this isn't a question, but it's a note, and that's going to lead me into sharing this next review that I'm so excited to read to you guys. But here's a note. Again, I'm just reading verbatim from some of the mortgage bankers that are answering the phones right now live during this show at 855 on radio, reading directly here. A lot of people are just looking for straight answers. I'm sure, Sean, that rings a bell, strikes a chord. And I think that's really one of the reasons why Network Capital has over 5,000 five-star reviews right now. I mean, just think about how many reviews that you have ever taken the time to write in your life. Let me tally mine up right now. Zero. But they have five. And I love the person who does my eyebrows, for example. I love my pediatrician. I don't know. I've never been moved to do this, but 5,000 families have posted five-star reviews for Network Capital, and that includes Eric and Joanna. They're from Chatsworth, California, not too far from your neck of the woods out there in Los Angeles. Here is their review. They don't call him Captain Awesome for nothing. For me, getting a refi, shopping for a refi, and having anything to do with a refi was not a pleasant experience until I had the chance to talk to Sean Mackay and the team at Network Capital. It has so far been a smooth ride, and I feel like I can finally see the light at the end of the tunnel. Thanks for taking the time to explain and help me get the best deal for our needs. I'll be a customer for life, and I'll tell all my friends. How much do you love that?
I mean, that's why we show up to work and work the hours and sacrifice what we sacrifice. And most of the people that work for us, they got family, they got kids, they're not going on trips. We know now is so important to be available, be in the trenches with the customers because, okay, during the pandemic, it was like, you didn't even have to be nice. You could have answered the phone and been very rude, and the callers were still going to do it because the pricing was so good. But right now, people need help more than ever. Like, okay, I can't think of a time since I started in 05 where people were looking just, they're feeling real stressed. They're looking a little bit desperate. They're trying to find any method to get out of everything going up. Everything in your life right now is come with a higher price tag. So there's more of a means and more of a drive to get results, to get savings. And this is why I think the calls came in so much last week. People are finally seeing the writing on the wall. They're sick and tired of the Fed raising the rates. When the Fed raises rates, keep in mind, if you have adjustables, your credit cards, your cars, your, let's say, student loans, and personal loans. They're some of the worst that exist. People will find out that you can just trade those in, switch the number, drop the double digit, and really just get a safe and secured fixed mortgage, a month off the payments, maybe an escrow refund. Some people will do it just for the month off the mortgage right now. Like, people in America need savings, and that's why I believe now's a great time. Call our friends at Network Capital this week. We're going with a 15-year fix. Doesn't mean there's not other specials. 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, high balance, jumbo, conforming. There's fixed rate pricing exceptions across the board. All of our products come with no lender fees if you dial 855 on radio. And the best news I can give you is it can be accomplished in as little as 10 business days. They make their own decisions. They're built for speed. They're family owned and operated, but it's assembly line driven to ensure smooth in, smooth out results at this phone number. 855 on radio. 855 on radio.
Eric and Joanna were lucky enough to work with Sean Mackay. They gave him a shout out in their review. And then I remembered, I've heard that name many times. I feel like his name always comes up, and not because I fell in love with my joke where I called him Sean Mackay Pfeiffer. I did fall a little too in love with it, but, you know, bless him, he comes up a lot in these reviews, which leads me to the question, who's on the leaderboard this week? I love when you share the top five mortgage bankers because you give little tidbits, little behind the scenes information. I think one of the guys who came up in another one of these reviews, you said played at UC Irvine, played basketball in Greece. So I like the juice. Give me a little bit of background.
Oh, yeah. The kid earlier I told you guys about is a stud. That's a legit dude. That's Christopher McNeely. Bald, was guarding Damian Lillard when he was at UC Irvine. Recruited him from Greece, led the league in scoring. He's just a great overall person. I shoot basketball with him every Monday. So if you get lucky enough to work with a McNeely, you're pumped. But let me go over the top five. And there's a female name in here I've been dying to tell you guys about. She's definitely one of my favorites. She's young, but if you get her on the phone, you're getting close. I gotta warn you guys, she is just so sweet, and she'll do it all. So here's number five, Justin Johnson. Number four, George Thompson. Number three, Jake Hewlett, former motorcycle champion out there. And then number two, here she is, Saba Katami. I love this one. Like, I'm telling you guys, you're gonna fall in love with her. She's definitely a fan favorite in the office. And then number one, I got to meet this person, Ryan Barrientos-Allen. So that's our top five on the leaderboard right now. Network Capital has a ton of accolades for the company, but they also have a lot of just bankers with accolades. There's this thing called a top 1% mortgage professional. A magazine called Mortgage Executive Magazine awards people in our business for going above and beyond based off units and loan volume. We have over 26 people that are top 1%ers. We have top 200 mortgage bankers, so we'll go over more accolades of the company here soon, but I want you guys to pick up the phone. We don't have much time left in the day. I want you guys to get some savings. I love this time of the year. People want to travel. There's an easy way to get that paid for by Network Capital. If you guys need a month off the mortgage to get reorganized, here's your opportunity. If you're thinking about buying another property, great idea. Real estate is crushing it right now. A lot of phone calls for cash out to do stocks. A lot of people want to cash out to purchase a car. They don't want to pay the financing rates that are involved right now with what these Fed adjustments have done. But call our friends. They're standing by for action. No lender fees, fast closings. And if you call today to 855 on radio, your next better payment, it might not even be until September. We're talking football and pigskin. The number, 855 on radio.
Okay, you just reminded me we never got to trends. I know one of the trends you're seeing is folks pulling cash out to purchase a car or pay off a car loan because your interest rate is going to be lower on a refi. What are some other trends you want people to know?
Well, number one is definitely the cash out to get rid of the credit cards. Like, there's that, and then there's this whole other grouping. Like, by far, the elimination of credit cards is the majority of the calls to 855 on radio. But the one I keep preaching to you guys, I love this one. If you could pull cash out, regardless of what that number is, and your monthly payment is still identical to what you're paying before you picked up the phone and dialed 855 on radio. That seems to be something people love. Now you can put that cash to many good uses. Some are holding on to it. Some are going in the stocks. Some are going in the crypto. Some are reevaluating some things and maybe purchasing real estate, purchasing other appreciating assets. But I'm also liking that people are switching out of adjustables and the fixed. People seem to be going cash out to buy, let's say, investment homes to turn them into Airbnb. I was just in Florida. It seems to be like from Delray, I'd say West Palm, Fort Lauderdale, down through Miami. Like, Airbnbs is dominating in that neck of the woods. They're sick and tired of paying One Main Financial, LendingClub, NetCredit. Anybody that is, one of those type of companies, we always call them personal loans. You don't want to pay that 20% interest rate. And then if you have PMI, people just found out that you don't need 20% equity to get rid of private mortgage insurance. So if you're an FHA, we want to talk with you. If you're a veteran, absolutely worth making the phone call. If you just did cash out with another lender within the last couple of months, it's a great time to do a non-cash out refinance. Will go below market. That's one of the incentives of working with the direct lender. They're incentive based. We can go below market and offer an exception to our bankers to make the deal make sense. Here's their number. They're standing by. Rates just dropped. We're about 0.25% better than just last week. 15-year fixed dropped down to 4.125%. APR is just 4.33%. All that's left, your ideas, your phone calls to this number. 855 on radio.
Okay, do you have time to squeeze in one last recent result?
I got to go to L.A. with so much has gone on. I got to hook up the local area. I always try to save a couple here in L.A. So here's a caller that saved $1,262 a month, $1,262 a month by making one call. Went 30-year fixed to new 30-year fixed. Got an escrow refund. Next better payments in August. Closed, just 10 business days. No big deal. Cashed out and paid off $36,000 worth of credit card debts. Cashed out and paid off almost $26,000 on the vehicle, and then cashed out almost $33,333 for home improvement money. So I didn't go over that in trends. A lot of people found out you could pay less per month, upgrade your property to where it looks way better than you could ever imagine, and you're still paying less on your mortgage. If you want something like that, here's your opportunity. Tell them you want to do home improvements, cash out, and pay less per month. Here's your opportunity. The number, 855 on radio. They listen to us on the Mortgage Radio Show, Los Angeles, California, one of our local stations here in the area. Means the world when you guys call in. Our best of the best is in the building all weekend at this number, 855 on radio.
Once again, mortgage bankers are standing by right now, live to answer your questions at no cost, 855 on radio. Well, Sean and I didn't intend to talk about the Adam Sandler movie Hustle, but it accidentally became the theme of this show. So let the mortgage bankers at Network Capital hustle for you. I know they will. 855 on radio. For Sean Metter, I'm Teresa Strasser. Thanks so much for being with us. We'll be back next week.